Bob Cherry hailed the fat owl.
Back up, Bunter!
Beast!
Put it on, old fat man.
Shan't walk, I shan't. Oh, yeah!
We shall be late for calling over if we hang about, Bunter.
Beast, you're
all
beast!
Look here, Bunter. Step out. Do you want lines from Quelch, you fat chump?
No.
Billy Bunter remained where he was and jerked a fat thumb up the shady path that wound through Popper Court Woods. Forbidden territory to all inhabitants of the county of Kent outside Sir Hilton Popper's estate.
Oh, look, we'd have lots of time if we took that shortcut.
Might run into one of old Popper's keepers.
So, who's afraid of old Popper and his keepers? If you fellows funk it...
Who funks it?
You bull, you jolly well do. Oh, come on, look here. Screw up your courage to the sticking plaster, as Shakespeare says.
Oh, my hat.
I'm blessed if I see anything to cackle at. Come on, screw up your courage to the sticking plaster, and onward. I'm going.
Bunter settled the disputed point by turning off the bank and rolling into the footpath through Popper Court Woods. Harry Wharton and Co. stared after him. The looks were expressive. To be called funks by the fat and fatuous owl was exasperating. To hang back where Bunter ventured to lead was quite intolerable. Bob Cherry stepped into the footpath after the fat owl.
Come on, you fellas.
Hello, hello, hello.
Bob Cherry signaled to the juniors to come to a halt. Someone was close at hand in the wood, a little ahead of them. It could hardly be anyone but one of Sir Hilton Popper's keepers. Five fellows stood as still as mice, but one fellow did not.
I say, you fellows!
Quiet!
What I say? Let's bolt!
The man was emerging. The fat junior backed into the wood on the other side of the path and plunged away among the trees.
Yahoo!
Oh, that funky fat ass.
The game's up now.
The umfulness is terrific.
Oh, it's not a keeper.
The man ahead emerged into the footpath. He was a small, slim man dressed in dark clothes with a spotted tie and a bowler hat. Bob Cherry chuckled.
Only a false alarm. That Johnny was more startled than we were. He's trespassing too, I'll be bound.
But where's that fat idiot Bunter?
The benighted bandersnatch. He's gone. Shall I give him a shout?
Oh, yes, do. We want every keeper at Popper Court to gather round. Go it.
Well, we can't go after him and hunt him through the woods, and he jolly well won't come back, as he thinks that pimply merchant was a keeper. So what?
Push on. Bunter will wriggle out somewhere, I suppose, sooner or later. Bother him anyway.
Bother him, bless him, and blow him. And then some. Come on, the sooner we're out of this, the better. The next Johnny who shows up mayn't be a harmless trespasser.
Oh, crikey!
Bunter suddenly came in sight of a burly figure in gaiters, not 10 feet away from him. The stranger on the footpath hadn't been a keeper, but this man undoubtedly was. Bunter gasped.
Stop, you!
Oh, beast!
Bunter would have fled, but there was not a run left in his little fat legs. In sheer desperation, he clutched at the gnarled trunk of an ancient oak and climbed. He was 10 feet from the ground when the keeper came tramping round the oak.
Oh, there you are!
No, I'm not, beast!
What?
I said beast!
Look here, you come down, you young scab. I know you belong to the school.
Yes, I do. I belong to Highcliffe School. That's right.
Highcliffe? You got a Greyfriars cap.
Have I? Oh, beast.
What's your name?
Smith.
Gallon.
No, Smith. Beast.
I'll take you to the master and he'll find out what your name is soon enough.
I've told you what my name is. And you don't believe that my name is Jones.
Jones?
I mean Smith. And if you don't believe that my name's Jones, I mean... Smith, then you can jolly well just ask any fellow at Greyfriars. Highcliffe.
Are you coming down?
No, I ain't.
I tell you, I've got no time to waste here. I've got to see the master. The dog can take care of you. Here, tiger.
The dog was a Yorkshire Terrier with a slight lisp, but lively and full of beans. Bunter noted without pleasure that he had a fine set of teeth.
Now then, young fellow, me lad, you coming down? But if you don't, I'm leaving the dog to watch you. I'll keep you safe till I come back.
Come down.
You coming down?
No, you beast.
That does it. Watch him, Tiger. You up there, if you come down while Tiger's watching, I'm sorry for your trousers. Sorry for his trousers.
With that, the keeper tramped away and disappeared into the wood in the direction of Popper Court. Harry Wharton and co. were anxious and exasperated. There was a small spot of anxiety and a large spot of exasperation. It was after prep and Bunter had not come in. Bob Cherry was uneasy.
That bloated burbler! Could even Bunter lose himself in Popper Woods?
Goodness knows. But I suppose nothing could have happened to him.
What could, Harry? Oh, the chump!
Oh, I say, fellows, Wingate of the Sixth is coming.
Now listen here, you lot. Any fellow here know where Bunter of the Remove is? He hasn't come in. Wharton? Was any fellow out of gates with him after class?
Yes. Bunter was up the river with us, Wingate.
Well, didn't he come back with you then?
Only part of the way.
Well, you'd better go and tell Quelch, hadn't you? He wants to know.
Very good. I say, come on, you fellows.
Five fellows, not in a happy mood, made their way to the Remove Master's study. Billy Bunter groaned. How long he had been parked in that oak tree, Bunter did not know. It seemed rather like centuries to him. It was a great relief when, at last, a rustling in the wood announced that someone was coming. Then he heard the gruff voice of the keeper.
You're getting tired of that tree. Think you'd better come down.
Oh, come down if you keep that rotten dog off.
All right. Kennel, Tiger.
Oh, Mikey, I say, what's the time?
Oh, turn to 9:30.
What? Oh, no! Oh, that's at the dorm! I say, I've got to get back to school! I'm going to get into a beastly, awful, fearful row now!
Oh, you've got to see Sir Hilton first! Come on with you, you trespassing young rascal!
Ow! Ow! Let go! Get on my ear! Ow! You're hurting me! Let go!
Not until we reach the old, you young rascal!
Billy Bunter thought hard, and he thought long.
If I can just get away from the beast, even for just a moment, it'll be all right. Once I'm on the run, he'll never find me in this wood. I know. If I just lean over, that's it. You'll never catch me.
Come back here, you young tick. Where are you?
Seldom did Billy Bunter put on speed, but an arrow in flight had nothing on the fat owl as he shot away from the keeper into the wood.
Must have lost him by now. Yes, I jolly well thought of him all right. Oh, Lord. I'm so late, though. Oh, I say, it's as black as a hat in this wood. Oh, well, just a short trot to Greyfriars. Home to supper. Fellow can't miss supper, can he? Best foot forward. Oh, crikey. Ow! Oh! It really has got jolly dark. I can't see a thing. Oh, crikey! It's a ghost! It's a ghost! No, it isn't a ghost. It's an owl. Got it. Oh, Lord. Where am I? Oh, crikey! Oh, I'm lost. Oh, bees. Maybe I'll just sit down. Just for a tick.
Oh. Bunter, tired in every fat limb, came to a halt and slumped down on a tree, and his eyes closed behind his spectacles. From somewhere in the far distance, a chime came through the night. It was midnight.
Oh, duck.
Oh, how long Billy Bunter's little round eyes had been shut behind his big round spectacles, he did not know. He was horrified to wake up to the sight of Sir Hilton Popper and his keeper chasing a fugitive straight in the direction of the fat owl himself.
There he goes! Don't worry, Sir Hilton, I'll catch him. He won't get far with your stamp, sir.
He has stolen the stamp. Do not let him escape.
Oh, crikey! He's coming this way! Oh, help! Oh, look out! Help! Yarrow, the burglar's got me! Help! Oh, crikey, crikey!
Oh, wait, I see him!
Get out of his...
By God, there are two of them! Quick! See him! Secure him!
I got him, sir. I got him safe, sir.
Oh, where's my spit?
Who is this? Looks like a schoolboy of some sort. Boys, stand up. Who are you? Stand yourself up. Up, up. Accomplice of this burglar, eh?
That's the boy I told you of, Sir Hilton, the young trespasser.
Ah, young rascal, I know you. You're a Greyfriars boy. Your name is Grunt or Hunt or Shunt. What is your name, boy?
Oh, crikey! Bunter, sir! Bunter, Bunter! Oh, that beast, he ran into me and he knocked me over! Oh, sir!
You silly young hound. If I had hand loose, I'd wring that fat neck of yourn. I'd have got clear if you hadn't been in the way, blow
you. Silence, you! Hold him, Jenkins!
Oh!
Take the rascal away. He must be handed over to the police. I shall charge him by gad. Now, Grunter. Grunter, did you say your name was Grunter?
No, sir.
Yes, I mean Bunter. Anyway, Trunter, you've been caught trespassing my woods. You are a young scoundrel, Flunter. However, you have been partly the means of catching this rogue who burgled my house, Dunter. I shall overlook your rascal. Gallity for that reason, Stunter. Did you say your name was Stunter?
No, it's Bunter, sir.
Oh, yes, follow me, Stunter. I mean, Grunter. That is Bunter's stupid name. Anyway, follow me. I shall send you back to Greyfriars.
It was a couple of hours after midnight, and the remove were all fast asleep, when the door opened and Mr. Quelch came in with Billy Bunter.
Lose no time, Bunter.
No, sir. Yes, of course, sir. Oh, sir. It's awfully late, sir.
I am aware of that, Bunter. You need not speak.
Yes, but I mean, sir, I mean, seeing as it is so late, sir, I mean, maybe I could just stay in bed after rising bell tomorrow, sir. No?
You may not, Bunter.
No.
Good night.
Bunter, you fellow.
You be knighted, owl.
I say, you fellows, there was a burglary at Popper Court, and guess who caught the burglar? Me.
You caught a burglar?
Yes, Bull, I jolly well did. I mean, the burglar never just fell over me in the dark. I mean, if that's what you're thinking, no, nothing like that. I sprang at him like a lion, and I held him till they came up, and old Popper put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Splendid, splendid, you plucky lad." Ha ha, those were his very words. I did. And old Popper said, "Come along with me, my dear fellow." And they jolly well stood me a slap-up supper, yes, and they sent me home in a big car.
Didn't Quelch whop you?
Oh, no jolly fear, Wharton, old chap. Quelch has let me off. You see, he practically had to. Old Popper being a governor of the school and putting in, you know, a little word for me.
Well, it seems that the fat oyster is let off anyway, and we've got 300 lines all round.
Yes. Eh? What have you got lines for if you weren't copped?
We had to tell Quelch where we'd left you fat ass, when you didn't turn up for dorm. Quelch gave us 300 lines each for going out of bounds in Popper Court Woods.
Think that's funny, you fat chump?
Oh, well, I'm going to sleep. I haven't got lines. Oh, I say, what are you getting up for, Bull?
I'm going to swipe you with my pillow.
Oh, I see. Oh, Lord. Oh, crikey. Oh, you beast. Oh, wow. Oh, get off. Oh, no. Oh, yahoo. Oh, I say, you fellows. Oh, no, crikey.
You've been listening to Billy Bunter by Frank Richards with Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden and Bilotti. The producer was Melanie Miller. Billy Bunter is a Rewind production for Radio 2.